We are learning Simin Tzadivav, and we will be neither try to complete Simin Tzadivav today. Let's get to work. There is a discussion, Sif Daled, about May limons, which is like lemon juice. The goyim bring the lemon juice and chatichos of dag moliach that the goyim bring. So it is mutter. The Rama explains that the reason why it's mutter is because there are many of them that come together. The only ones that became usur were the first one or two that were sliced, and then everything is going to be bottle. So a few points that are worth mentioning over here. Nikudah Rishonah is we talk about May limons. And we also talk about Dag Maliach. Dag Maliach is also like May limons. Now, what's the story of Dag Maliach? So if you remember the Shach in Se'if Katin Tes Zayin, the Shach writes that Dag Maliach is mamish, a full-fledged Dovar Charef, full-fledged in the sense of it's like Shumin and Betzalim, it's etc., meaning that according to the Mechaber, it's Aser K'tei Netila, and according to the Rama, it's Aser B'kulo. So the Shach writes that we talk about Dag Maluach in Se'if Beis, we're talking about a Dag Maluach Harbe, no? He quotes that the Taris Chata says that Dag Maluchim only requires Greida. But Tzarech Loimar, that Mechaber is talking about Maluchim B'Yoser. Because the Shach understands that Melach is also called a Davar Charif. And if Melach is a Davar Charif, so a Dag Maluach Harbe is going to be a full-fledged Davar Charif. Okay, so the Shach in Eis Tazayin says Dag Maluach Harbe is a full-fledged Davar Charif. In Se'if Daled, when I talk about the lemons, many Rishonim understand. Many poskim understand that lemons are not full-fledged davar charif. Lemons are charif b'miktas, no? Lemons are not as charif as other things. We'll talk about this svara in the shachs of katan chaf. If that means that lemons are not as charif as other things, and we're equating lemons to Dag Maliach, that means that our Dag Maliach is also not full-fledged Davar Charif. And that would mean that the Dag Maliach I'm talking about is not the same as the Dag Maliach in Sif Beis and the Shach Sif Katin Tes Zayin. That our Dag Maliach is not really Maluach, is not Maluach Harbe, as opposed to the Dag Maluach in Sif Beis. Fair point? I like it. Lapella, I didn't see anyone who says it. Like, this is good. No, how come no one else says this? Mamish, like, just learning Shach, right? Oh, so that is one, that's one Nakuda. Next Nakuda is Azoi. The Shulchan Aruch over here talks about May limons, no? That means the equivalent of what we would call lemonade. You have lemon juice or lemonade that you squeeze the lemons. If you look in the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef quotes this din from the Shiboleh Halakhet, he talks about limons, not may limons. You notice this point? Difference between lemons and lemon juice. Right? That's a yesod, that in life they give you lemons, and the yesod is to make lemon juice. And that's exactly what the Mechaber is teaching me. The Shiboleh Halakhet, the Makar Dover tells me lemons, and the Mechaber makes lemon juice or lemonade, noch besser, right?
Well, lemonade is going to be less problematic, right?
Oh, lemonade is mamish and totally a Dover Musuk, I think, because you add so much sugar.
And
So,
water, right?
and water, right? But L'chol HaPachos, the Mechaber is taking lemons and making into lemon juice. Kayadua. So why is this important? So this is important for the following reason. All the Acharonim are bothered by Akasha. how come the lemons are going to be bottle? In the sense of the Ramah understands the Mechaber, that the Charifos goes to the first and second lemon only, and afterwards it's going to be bottle. Why is that? Right? Shouldn't I say Hanan? And therefore, every chatipa of lemon mamish becomes usser. Why don't they say Hanan? That's the kasha that all the mefarshim ask. If you'll say Hanan, so then the lemon becomes usser. Then the knife is bileya from that usser lemon. And then it's going to add isser to the second chaticha, the third chaticha. Right? One could have said that the amount of trafis or whatever in the knife, right, comes off in the first one, two cuts. But the prima godim in Sifrei Das Os Chaf raises a question that we should say that the knife becomes problematic. And therefore, each piece of lemon that I cut should be mafla to the next lemon, and therefore everything should be ulcer. The Prima Godim in Sifsi Das Oschof asks this kasha, and the Mate Yehonason at the bottom of the page asks this kasha, the Rebbe Yomson Abeshitz, and they both say something along the same lines, that the din of Charif is not going to be maflet umavliya bekli ke'echot. Right? The din of Charif is not going to take out the balua in the knife and then be mavliya back into the knife. Right? So it's not maflet umavliya bekeli. That's what the Prima Godim says. That's his Yisod. Yeah, Daniel?
Shouldn't, even if that's true that we're not going to pick Hanan, shouldn't it still be more than just the first one or two lines? Even if you don't say Hanan, if you think that right. It permeates the whole knife, then you should at least want to calculate how big the knife
is. So some say that the pshat is, if you look in the Badei HaShulchan, he wants to say the pshat this way, that I know, let's say, that only a tiny bit of lemon is usser. That tiny bit of lemon is going to cut, let's say, 2, 3, 4, 5 lemons, right? And it's going to usser till kadena. It's going to usser till kadena tila of those. So that means I have 5 lemons. That kadena tila is going to be usser. Once I get to number 6, if the kadena tila, let's say, is 10%, once I get to lemon number 6, I'm going to be able to be mevatelot. That's the way he learns it. In other words, when they say the first 2 or 3, the first 2 or 3, it doesn't mean 2 or 3. It means something here. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katin Nuntes, he explains it this way, that you have enough lemon to trafe up, let's say, part of the enough tarfus on the knife to trafe up part of a lemon, and then it's all going to be bottle. Let me say that the knife becomes treif al tchaticha nasas nedela. So the shah, so the prima godim and the mati yehonos on answer that I don't say chanan to asur akeli. Yes, you've been so patient.
How is this different than finally dicing an onion, where we assume all the cuts are?
Yeah. How is it different than finely dicing an onion where we assume that all the cuts, or like we had in Se'if Aleph, right, by Tzinoin, right, that all the pieces are going to be Asur? That's what we had in the Rush in Simon Lamed Aleph. Wanted to say that even though it only Asur is Charif, only Asur is Kedei Klipa, but it's going to, if each one is very small, so it's what's it called? So it seems to me that the pshat over here in the Prima Godim and in the Mata Yehonason is they're only saying the svara by a lemon, which is not a full-fledged charef.
And why is that significant?
I think because, again, I'm playing proportion games, numbers games. If something is 90% charef, so then I could say that it will have enough to draw out the iser in each little cut of onion. But by lemon, which is only like 30% charef, so the amount of charifus will come out only in the first few chatichos.
So the Metzias point is that the more charef something is, the more tam it will be able to draw out over
correct.
Time.
Correct. And if it draws out, so then Hanan would say it could draw out and bring back, right? Unless you want to say this var completely, that we won't say Hanan to be Machlet and Mavliya back into the Keli, but by the onion, let's say, or by the tzinon. And so if Aleph, when it's cut up into small pieces, it's going to be, each piece is going to be Aser. Now, look in the Prima Godim, though, in the Mishpitzos Os Yud Beis. He's bothered by the same kasha about how come I don't say Hanan, that the knife becomes problematic, and then each chaticha of lemon should become problematic also. Zok the Prima Godim, va'ani koret ze bifnim, va'af the Hanan, mikol makom, lach belach, Beis Heimen, what does Beis Heimen stand for? Behefsa meruba, good. Beis hey mem lach belach behefsa meruba's mutter. Zakt the prima godim. It's lach belach. Meaning, it's lemon juice, not lemon. No? Lach belach, lemon juice. Right? I don't say chanan by lach belach. B'malkum hefsa meruba. That means, lefiani estaiti, that the Prima Godim, at least in the Mishpatzos, is saying that the Mechaber B'mit Kavein changed the Nusach of the Shibboleth Halakhet. He changed lemons into lemon juice, into mei limons, because then I have my kul of lach balach. Again, this is something else that I thought of. Ulapela, sha'af echad kanir'eh no lamad kacha lefanai. Ani lo yadei alama. Okay, you're going to explain, you're going to defend everybody. That's your job, yeah.
So I have two questions. The first is the shach, and this might have been what I was going with before. If we're saying that it's not go by lemons and not by real double harif, then doesn't the shach kind of...
Wait.
Okay, and then...
No, it's the shach and sifkat and chav. We'll talk, give me a minute,
and
yeah.
And then the second, the same shach, or not even shach, but how can you say lach balach if we're talking about dog maliyah?
How do I say lach balach if what?
Is a dog maliyah lach balach? It's
not. So I think he's going to say good ha'ara. Like, how does the Prima Godim and the Mishpatzel say by the Dag Maliach? Yeah. Good kasha. My guess is that I'm not 100% sure it's a good kasha. What I'll say is that the Mishpatzel and Elsie Beis is coming to answer the difference between kruv and lemons. Right, that by kruv, the Ramah sounds like that there are machmirim, but you should not be machmir on lemons. Right? Why is there a difference between kruv and lemons? So the Prima Godim in the Mishpatzel says that by lemons it's lach belach and kruv isn't. What about dag maliach? So the lashon is that they bring the chatichos of dag maliach b'chavios. So what does that mean? That means that they have little pieces of the dag, but they are mixed up into the chavis. So there's a lot of liquid there also. So that's why it's by bottle, as opposed to the kruv, that there's no liquid. Hi, Daniel.
I don't understand how the changing lemon to lemon juice makes solves the problem of Hanan. Because I don't know, even if you're making lemon juice, we're assuming that at some point in the process, what happened was that you cut the lemons with a knife, right? Okay. Because otherwise you wouldn't have a problem with sakina and never heart.
So I cut the lemons with a knife. And then at some point in the process, the lemons become problematic. But once I end up with lemon juice, so I'm going to say, it's a little bit of a chiddush that the Prima Godim is saying. Once it becomes lemon juice, so then it becomes a lach belach, and then I can't say chanan anymore. Like, we're going back in history. Right? I think, again, ani lomed po rak kli megadim. Zeh ma sheni osa. I don't think we're going from lemon juice back in there. I think what he's saying is that even though the we could have said chanan, but it becomes a lach balach later on. And once it becomes a lach balach, so I'm not going to say chanan, but makam hefse meruba. I think that's what he says.
Where is the chanan?
I think it's the same kasha that we were asking, that I should say chanan, the knife should become treif, meaning don't tell me that the amount of tarfus in the knife goes into the lemon, then it's going to be bottle and a bunch of lemons, like a yabish, be yabish to me, tray bottle. Don't say that, because the knife keeps on becoming treif again and again, again and again. So therefore, it's a problem. By the way, the lashon of the Shibboleth Haleket is that it's bottle beroiv. Bottle beroiv means he's treating it like it's a yavesh biyavesh, but the Shibboleth Haleket says I'm talking about lemons, not lemon juice. Right? My understanding of the
we say some sort of idea about noda, that because there's a non-Jew not doing it.
Oh, maybe. In other words, so there's no shaila before, when it's at the guy, and then they're mevi'im it. That's reasonable. Okay. That's reasonable. Now, this notion that we are talking about something that is, that a lemon is only charif ktsas, and therefore it's not full-fledged charif. This notion appears in Rishonim. If you look in the Sefer Iser V'Heter Ha'aruch Klal Lamed Ches Ois Yudalid, quoted by the Darke Moshe Os Dalid Star. The Iser V'Heter is saying the same type of thing as Shibboleth Haleket says, but he's not talking about lemons, he's talking about tapuchim chamutim. Right? That's what the Iser V'Heter is talking about. It's talking about tapuchim chamutim and agasim. Right? That's his nusach. And the way the Iser V'Heter says it is that because it's charif ketsas, so therefore the shamnunis that is on the sakin is going to come off onto the first couple of pieces. Meaning, ordinarily, if I have a knife that's a dirty knife, so the iser comes off and I can just rinse the thing off. Because just like with the knife, I can rinse the shamnunis off. Here also, right, the shamnunis ends up on the agasim or the tapuchim chamutim, so I should be able to rinse it off. However, because they are chamutim ktsas and it has miktsas, a status of davar charif, so therefore the shamnunis on the sakin is bolea or balua a teeny bit into the fruit. I think that's the pshat in the Iser V'Heter. That means, and we spoke about this yesterday or whatever, the yesod that the Sefer Megillah Sefer on page 100 tries to develop, that maybe Davar Charif is mitpatzel into many different areas. There's Davar Charif that's so charif that you can't eat it at all. There's Davar Charif that is a little bit charif. Things that are a little bit charif, according to the Iser V'Heter, takes the shamnunis on the sakin, and it makes that shamnunis come out and end up in the fruit. And therefore, it's going to be a problem, but it's not such a problem. So therefore, it's going to be batel when it is nisarev with other stuff. This nusach of shamnunis on the knife is found in many mefarshim. In the Shach Se'if Katin Chaf, he quotes the Bach, that the Bach says, over here, it's not really charif. A lemon isn't really charif, but I have shamnunis on the sakin, and therefore it's going to come off berishon v'sheni. However, this is only true if you hold that a lemon is not really a charif. Once we paskin that things other than chiltis are charif, so the lemon should be a problem even bekulai. That's what the Shach in Os Chaf quotes from the Bach. And therefore, the Shach in Os Chaf points out that the case in Orachayim, Tuf Mem Zayin, about olives, so it's going to all be Osir Lahalacha, because olives are also Charif. Now, I should point out that in the Isser V'Heter itself, he says that olives are charif after you put the olives in the brine. If I just have a plain olive that I don't put in the brine, it's not charif. I'll hold that. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. So that's the beginning of the Shach. He quotes from the Bach that the issue at hand is only the shamnunis. And the Shach says, L'dayti, the lashon of the Rishonim, the Shibolei Haleket, is that the tam of the sakin itself goes out, meaning it's not just the shamnunis on the sakin, but the tam that's embedded in the sakin comes out, but it doesn't go out in gansen because a lemon is not charif kemo hatznon. So it's only machlile, the amount of the stuff that's balua in the doifin hasakin. Imagine that, imagine you have a knife that's like 6 inches wide. So the first millimeter on the knife, so the balua over there is going to be, it's not only the shamnunis outside the knife, it's even, according to the Shach, the stuff that is balua in the knife. So the Shach is using the yesod of charif ketsas, but to say that charif ketsas doesn't work only on the shamnunis, which is what the Isser V'Heter says, but the Charif Ketsas takes the stuff that's embedded in the knife and draws it out. You have to say this up the Shach, because in Se'if Aleph, there are more paskins that you need shishim, by chata chatznoin dak dak, you need shishim keneged kuloi, right? This is Yitzi's question. How come over here it's bottle in the first one or two cuts? The answer is zok the Shach, because the sinoin is super sharp, as opposed to the lemons, which are not super sharp. Therefore, says the Shach Vayter, zeisim, which are not that charif, it's not even as charif as a lemon. So zeisim is not going to draw out. I think there's a teeny bit of a girsa issue in the Shach, but the way I read the Shach, the zeisim will not draw out the balua in the knife at all, because zeisim are less charif than lemons. That is, in my Shach, that's the last medium skinny line. But then the Shach goes on, O Yesh Lomar, Zeisim have a charifim kemot snoin. Kida amrinon be'erivin. The Amr Yona, Yiyum is on Isai, Meruim, Kizayis, Beyadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they shouldn't be Mesukim, Beyadosh HaAdam. Right? The Gemara in Erivin says that the Yona that Noach sent out of the table, the Yonah wanted a Zayas Davka, because the Yonah says, I'd rather have a bitter fruit that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam rather than stuff that comes from Basar Adam, etc. meaning Azayas, the Yona takes back Azayas, Alei Zayas, Bine Alei Zayas Tarpafiha. The Yona takes back Azayas, and Azayas is Murr. And Zok B'Shach, according to this pshat, the Azayas is more Charif than lemons. So there are two days in the Shach about what's more Charif, a lemon or Azayas. Again, this is definitely what the Shach means. Two opinions is what's more Charif, a lemon or Azayas. So two Ha'aris over here. One horror is, why don't you just taste it and figure out what's more charif, no? So I would maintain that maybe this shach is against the yisod of the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says that we should be able to taste what's charif. I don't know if that's so correct according to the shach. Maybe the halacha says certain items are by definition charif, other items aren't. Perhaps, I'm not sure, but that's one issue in the Shach. How can there be two days about what's more charef, a zayas or a lemon? Next nekuda, though. The Shach's raya that tznoin, the Shach's raya that zaysim are as charef as tznoin, he brings the raya from Erevin, that the Yonah says, I want my food to be maror kazayas. Now, this is really interesting. The Shach is equating charifus to Meriros. Right? The first opinion of the Shach is not equating Charifus to Meriros. The second opinion of the Shach is equating Charifus to Meriros. Why is this relevant? I'll tell you why. There's a journal that Yeshiva had that is the predecessor. We now have the Torah Ma'adah journal, Olav HaShalom. Before the Torah Ma'adah journal, Olav HaShalom, there's a journal called the Gesher journal, Olav HaShalom. And I think in the third volume of the Gesher journal, Olav HaShalom, a professor, Schaefer, wrote an article about the use of horseradish as a bitter herb on Passover. If you look at all of the old Haggadahs, I have for my bar mitzvah, my aunt and a bunch of my cousins bought me facsimile Haggadahs. So if you look in the old facsimile Haggadahs, Jews in the 17th century throughout Europe ate horseradish as maror. That was what they did. Jews today want to eat horseradish as maror also. That's the minig. Not so pashut, says this Professor Schaefer in that Gesher journal, because horseradish did not exist in Eretz Yisrael in the Zman of the Mishnah. So therefore, when the Mishnah lists off the five species of maror, it can't mean horseradish. Moreover, and the Rav Schechter says the Nusach this way also, horseradish is sharp. It's not bitter. Right? Maror is supposed to be bitter. Horseradish is sharp, not bitter. If you remember, like in nursery school, they taught you there's like five different flavors in the mouth, no? There's like sweet and sour and sharp and bitter and umami or something. What's it called?
Umami.
Umami. Right? That's like the fifth flavor in your tongue. But yeah, hey, mashi, hey, bitter and sharp are different things. That's what Rav Schechter quotes. And that's why horseradish doesn't quote as maror. Rabbi Sai Shach schreibt nicht das oi. The Shach, in his second opinion, is equating merirus to charifus. No? This is a good raya, gentlemen. I like it. That means I say it's good. Hey. Hey. Okay. Hey, the Shach is saying maror equals charif. Okay. Now, by the way, the Taz asks Akasha, what's the status of Krov? The Rama writes that even if you're Mako on the lemons, you should be Machma on the Krov. The Shach and the Taz are bothered by Yastira. What's the difference? Right? If a lemon is Charif, a Krov is Charif. If it's not, it's not. Like, how come we're more Machma in the Krov? So the Taz basically tainas that those who are Machma in the Krov are not also have to be machmer in the lemons. It's the same din. That's what the Taz writes in Leisul Beis. The Shach in Oschof at the end basically says that what we're doing is we're being miyashiv the minhag. The minhag Yisrael Kedoshim was that people ate lemons or lemon juice or whatever it is. No? So therefore, it's going to be okay. Because it's a minik. We're being the yash of the minik. The minik is we're more make on lemons. Why? More make on lemons. This is a shah that comes up in dating all the time, no? Minig is that people date and they go to lounges, right? That's what people do. And in a lounge, you can't just sit there for hours, so you order a Coke. And they give you a Coke with a thing of lemon, the slice of lemon. Is it much to have that slice of lemon? Pashtus says yes. Although, if I'm a purist within the Prima Godem and the Mishpatzai Zahav, so I could say, well, I'm only mekel on lemon juice, not on the lemon itself. And then you have to bring your own knife to cut the lemon. Looks very bad. Pashtus is, right, we're mamish mekel on the lemons. I think that's pretty standard. Yes, sir.
Even for the lemon, how do you know that certain, when we're talking about the barrel of lemon where they sold the store, that is, oh, you know, you're not, it's, there's going to be bittles, they're going to be all combined together into a big barrel.
So let's be honest, in the bar, they cut a bunch of lemons, right? And the amount of shamnunis, let's only like those we've shown them, like the Isra Heter says, the amount of shamnunis comes off in the first one and two chatichas. By the time we get to chaticha 3, 4, 5, right? There's no shamnunis. And I can assume everything is going to be bottled.
Can you hold by the average thing? I don't think the lach b'lach thing is going to work here.
You have to say Yavish B'yar. Right, the lach b'lach will not work here. That's why I was saying that. If you don't like the mishpitzos, so then maybe I could be machmir, but I think the mishpitzos is super difficult, right? Especially because I go back to the makar. I don't know why Shulchan Aruch says may lemons, not lemons, unless you take my joke half seriously about, Fine. Let's go weiter. Sif Hei basically speaks about Chatach Kishuim. Kishuim is translated in the Chaya Adam as Ugar, in the Chachmas Adam as Ugarkas. Ugarkas are cucumbers. Right? So you Chotech Kishuim with the Sakin Shabbosar. So all you need is Greda. Greda is less than Klipa, the Shach says, in Ischaf Aleph. Is Greda really less than Klipa? So that's a whole discussion back in Sadi Dalid in the Shach and in the Prima Godim in Sadi Dalid. There's a discussion about whether Klipa and Greda are the same or they're different. The Bali HaShulchan gives you the Ma'ariv Machlokes. I'm blanking on it now about whether they're the same or whether they're different. But the Shach over here is saying that Greda is less than Klipa. Why is that? I need Greda. So I need Greda because a little bit, let's say, of the Shamnunus on the second comes off. In theory, I should be able to wash it off. If all I'm worried about is Shamnunus, I should be able to rinse it off with water. The only thing is, the way the Shach learns the din, is that a cucumber is somewhat moist. And if you put a moist cucumber under the water, you'll destroy the cucumber. Right? That's the pshat in the Shach. Other Achrenim say, and the Shach himself references it, the Shach says, look in the Teres Chatos, who quotes a different reason. The other reason that the Teres Chatos quotes, the Prima Godim in Oskopal points out, which is a kishos is charef ktas. Again, the same yisod as to maybe I have a sliding scale of charifos, right, is probably two opinions in the shachlos chaf aleph and two opinions in the shachlos chaf. Is there a sliding scale of charifos? If there is a sliding scale of charifos, so kishuim is less charef than lemons. It's almost like simen tzadivav is moving down the charifos scale. Right? Kishuin is less chor if that's the way the Prima Godim in Os Chof Aleph quotes from the Teres Chatos. Okay. So Kishuim needs Greda. Would rinsing it off help? Well, may I say you're not supposed to do it, but if you do it, does it help? So the Pesachim Tshuva quotes a truth from the Chavis Ya'ir about a fish that was cut open. Now, fish is also like a moist thing, but then they did hadacha on the fish. They rinsed it off. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chavis Yair that it's going to be mutter in that case, because Bidi Yeved will say that the hadacha also helps, and the Badei Ashok may quote some who argue. Yitzi, you had a hand up before?
Yeah. Kishuvim are not hard.
They're not hard.
They're not hard.
They're not hard. The Chorf Ksav.
Really?
Who says
it?
You don't know if
we
got it
right. Well, yeah. In other words, if I hold that harifus is like an objective din, again, I'm not. There are different types of cucumbers. Are like English cucumbers are not at all charif. I agree. But Kirby's, are they?
Maybe a cucumber you're referring to half sour pickle.
Some
would argue that's a cucumber.
Uh-huh. A pick on the cucumber, it's mamashank, it's a shine hashem, a shine maisa, right? It's not even a shine hachoser labriyoso. Once it becomes
cucumber salad.
Maybe, I mean, but then, so you're saying it's chorif out the, it's like a zayis, it's chorif. It's chorif because it was in brine. Maybe. I don't know then why it wouldn't be. Rav Shatter quotes that Rav Aaron Kotler used to say that a pickle is not chorif. Don't know. How do you know? There's like so many different types of pickles, yeah?
Is that right? Sometimes you bite into a cucumber and it's bitter a little bit. So if you're saying bitter is like hard, not
orange. Is it bitter? Yeah?
Sometimes I shouldn't.
I'm not going to get the Metzias issue as to whether a cucumber is chorif at all or not. Chorif, I don't know. I'm just reading the words, gentlemen. It doesn't mean I understand the Metzias over here. Daniel?
An important maybe raya, because I did that. Who is it? The Dr. Moshe who's saying the Shach is quoting the second answer?
The Shach is quoting the second answer.
Second answer for why you have to be grayed out, not just watching.
The Shach quotes the Taurus Chatos. Okay. He doesn't tell me the Taurus Chatos says. The right. Prima Godin tells me the Taurus Chatos says Akishas are Charif Ktas. Yeah.
Perhaps the proof to that is that there's a species called lemon cucumbers. And lemon cucumbers, according to this website, are very flavorful. So there's a lemon cucumber. Maybe that's lemons, cucumbers, lemon cucumbers.
Okay. There you have it. The next thing is that if you are choteich a lefes, again, the Chachmas Adam said, the Shach says a lefes is, it's ribbon in Yiddish. The Chachmas Adam says it's merin. Merin is carrots. I'm not sure what ribbon is. But if you cut a carrot and then you cut a tznoin, so the tam of the carrot is mishuna, and it will take away the tarifus, and the tznoin won't become a problem afterwards. That's the halacha over here. The Shach in Osbach Gimel discusses whether this is mutter lechatchila. I thought the shaila is, to some extent, we have a din that nosein tam lefgam is asr lechatchila. Probably because Nosin Tan Lufgam is modeled after, it's Machlokas Ran and Rashba, but it's modeled after Bittul or not. Is Tam Mishune the same as Tam Pogum? So that seems to be the Shaila over here in the Shach in Eis, Chaf Gimel. Okay. The Prima Godem here, quoting the Torah's Chatos, that there is no heter of lefes by a treif knife. The heter of lefes, and then you cut snon after, is only by a milchik knife or a fleishik knife, not by a treif knife. Why not? What's the difference between treif and what's it called? So the Badei HaShulchan writes in parentheses somewhere, the Badei HaShulchan writes that maybe, just like I say that Chanan, I say that not barnat shel hetera is okay, but not barnat shel isura isn't, right? Meaning that not barnat means that there's a klishas hatam, that's not barnat, but not barnat of isura, the klishas hatam, doesn't remove the iser. So also, he wants to say that the pshat in the lefes is it becomes like tam kolosh. And if it becomes like tam kolosh, so therefore, if it's tam kolosh o iser, it is going to be problematic. Right? In other words, he's medame the lefes, not to a case of nisein tam lefgam, like we wanted to say a little bit, but a case of like nat bar nat. And nat bar nat de isura is problematic. Meaning what? Am I mal to make nat bar nat lechatzbila? So we pointed out that nat bar nat, I should not make it lechatzbila. I shouldn't dafka cook stuff in a fleshik ben yom pat. I shouldn't cook noodles in a fleshik ben yom pat, having in mind that I'm going to put kutach on it, right? Because I'm not supposed to create nat bar nat lechatzbila, the shachra in tzadi hei ois yud. The svara for that was nat bar nat is a little bit like noisin tam lufgam, right? Noisin tam lufgam, I don't make lechatzchila. Nat bar nat, I shouldn't make lechatzchila. The prima gadim said because it's like I have the rebbeinu like what do we say the svara of not making that noisin tam lufgam lechatzchila? It's ki'ilu ein mevatlan iser lechatzchila. The rebbeinu shalom wants Isser to remain Isser. Rabban Shalom wants Fleishik to remain Fleishik. Rabban Shalom wants Milchik to remain Milchik. I shouldn't be Maklish and Isser. Right? When the Prima Godim in Oschaf Beis quotes the Tiras Chatos, that Bishel Isser, cutting a lefes doesn't help. And Reb Feivel explains in Siv Kutin Ayin Ches, that's because it is Domet to Nat Bar Nat. That means that he is assuming that there is a klishos hatam, and that would mean that you should not do it lechatchila bishel iser, and that would be in line with the first shita in the shach, or the second shita, I forget which one, it's if cut in chaf gimel, can I cut a lefes lechatchila in order to use it with the other, right, in order to use it with tznayin. I think all these issues are tali zabezeh, at least in my mind. Gentlemen, we have completed Simen Tzadi Vav. There is a Bechina, right? Jesse requested that Bechina should be Mamish Matzai Shavuos, right? At night. Jesse wants me to send out the Bechina at night. I tell Jesse, listen, that's not right. Even though he'll be ready then, most guys won't be ready. So the Bechina will be Imirza Hashem on Tuesday, which means you have to hand it in to me by Tuesday midnight.
I
said Wednesday?
How you were considering Wednesday.
12:01.
On Thursday.
No. Again, I do think that you'll have tomorrow. You have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, to Chazar, 7 days of Chazara. The Bechina you'll take at some point on Tuesday. I think it's really enough time. You should chaz the invitation. You know what? If you're Hashem tomorrow, I just want to give one shiur about Inyanei Shavuos. And we should have a good day. And I know that we missed Mincha, but what can we do? We missed the early Mincha, but Baruch Hashem, there's still the 7:58 Mincha.